97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I am a big fan of the comedy. I'm a big fan of movies that make you laugh. I'm a big fan of this movie. It's in theaters now. It's called Youth in Revolt. And Portia de Rossi, the head chicky in the movie, is on the phone. Portia, good morning. How are you?
I'm not Portia de Rossi. I wish I was Portia de Rossi,
Lord.
But I'm
wow. Wow, I just went way off the charts there. Let me try that again. Portia Doubleday in the house. Portia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, obviously, I feel like a huge jackass right now, honestly.
I mean, she had Portia first in the business.
She did.
I mean, that's a compliment. She is gorgeous.
But
Portia,
you know,
Degrassi.
What? You are the newer, younger, you know, what happens is when guys get divorced, what they do is they trade in their old clunker for the new, hotter model with lower mileage, and that's what you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
See how I pulled that out my ass?
Yes, I did.
Portia Doubleday. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people don't know the name Youth in Revolt because for some reason, it's just not sticking, but it's the movie with the guy from Superbad and Juno.
Yes.
And you've seen it all over the place where he's kind of got like this, it's like an alter ego kind of a thing. Kind of explain how this goes, Portia.
Okay. Basically, there's Nick Twist and he kind of builds an alter ego that allows him to be bad because Sheenie Saunders, my character, asks him to be so that
okay.
they can be together.
All right.
That's a little bit confusing.
Kind of, sort of, but it makes sense because Portia, I'll tell you this right now. I've been a fat guy all my life, and just this past week, it's my 2-year anniversary of the gastric bypass. I lost 200 pounds.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know, right? I can look down and see things I never was able to see before. but I always got way more play than a fat guy should. Because I knew how to play the bad boy card. And chicks seem to dig the bad boy. Suck up to chicks, then they don't, you know, they don't really want you. The girls want to chase a little bit. They want to try to fix the bad boy, if you will. And that's exactly what this movie's all about.
Yes, it is. She encourages him to be bad because, you know, someone that's too sweet, you have to have a little, you know, mystery and mischievous.
You gotta have some edge to you. You're absolutely right.
You gotta have something to kind of spice up things. And Francois just makes this film so unpredictable. You never know what's gonna happen. Bad boys are unpredictable. That's why it's so exciting.
Well, that's why you're talking with me. You see, because I started this interview by screwing up, but I turned it around just like a bad boy would.
Yep, you wooed me.
Nice. I got Portia Doubleday, Youth in Revolt. It's in theaters now. Now, Portia, this is really your first big thing. What did you do before this? As you were trying to break into the biz, before you started? I don't want to say trying, but you know, before you started your Hollywood career, what did you do before this?
I went to high school, and I grew up in L.A., and my parents are actors, my sister's an actress, so I kind of grew up in, like, a very artsy, weirdo house.
Okay.
And,
When did you know that your parents weren't like everybody else's? When did you know that your parents weren't like everybody else?
I knew immediately. I think I knew as soon as I had senses.
Okay.
So pretty much first grade. Yeah, all throughout high school, though, you know. But in a good way, you know, they're fun. They're crazy. I have a crazy house.
Well, sure. That's it. When you do stuff like that and you have a family like that, it keeps life interesting. It really, truly does.
Yeah, every single day there's a new dramatic thing that always happens in my house.
Again, so. Portia Doubleday, it's Youth in Revolt. It's in theaters. Now, I have to ask, how old are you at this point?
I'm 21.
Ha, ha, ha. The magic number.
Is that the magic number?
Well, kind of. I mean, you can go out and go out and enjoy adult beverage and not worry about the paparazzi being like, they're drinking underage. Ah. So now have you had any run-ins with the paparazzi as of yet?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you want to hook up with me and we'll give him a little something to talk about?
Yeah, let's do something bad together.
Nice. I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down. Just remember, once you go fat, you don't go back.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Boys from Double Day, it's Youth in Revolt in theaters now. It's got the guy Michael Cera from Juno and Superbad. You know him, and it's that movie that you've been seeing the previews for. It's hysterical. Everyone says it's hysterical, so I can't wait to see it. What else do you have coming up?
I'm working on a film right now called Touchback, and it's the Netflix short film winner, and it's being made into a feature. And, I have a couple more weeks on that, and then I don't even know. Maybe I'll be a doctor or something.
This is your first leading thing. This is your first, big, how do you do? Has life really, changed for you as of yet? Have you gotten that big, oh my God, you're that girl, yet?
No. I mean,
it's going to this week.
It's interesting seeing the film, with my friends. It's kind of bizarre. But I haven't gotten any recognition in public.
All right, give it a couple weeks.
Okay.
Give it a couple weeks.
Especially, I'll report back.
Especially, Portia, considering the fact that you're a hottie toddy and you're a sex symbol in this movie. Oh yeah. Creepy old men all over the world are gonna lust after you.
That's a good thing, right?
It sure, you didn't think about that when you were filming the movie, did you?
Nope, that didn't go through my head.
It's Portia Doubleday. It's Youth in Revolt. It's in theaters now. I know you have to go. I know you have a lot of other press to do today. But one thing we do with all you big time, you're a big time celebrity now. You're the feature chickie in a movie. So now you're a big time celeb. That means we do the quick six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Oh, no.
All right, Portia Doubleday, if you were not an actress, what would you be doing for a living?
I'd be a doctor.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Something embarrassing, probably. You have to answer?
Yeah.
Okay, for realsies? Okay.
For realsies.
Bon Iver. Am I even saying that right? Is that how you say his name? Bon Iver.
I love it. And now you see, now you got me all flustered now. Oh boy. Favorite toy as a child?
What was it? That thing that you light up, that you take the little pieces. What is it called? Light up. You take the pieces and you put them in and it lights up.
It's called the Light Bright, sweetheart. It's called the Light Bright.
A Light Bright. That's right. A Light Bright.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
The First Wives Club.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
This is interesting. Lips.
Favorite toy as an adult?
I have Polly Pockets in my car right now.
There it is. It's Portia Doubleday, Youth in Revolt. It's in theaters now. Are you a Facebooker? Are you a Twitterer?
Not really. No. I still don't understand what Twitter is.
It sounds dirty. avoid it like the plague. It's Portia Doubleday, Youth in Revolt. You're absolutely awesome. Anytime you want to come on, it's on like Donkey Kong, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, and trust me, Portia DeRossi's got nothing on you.
Okay.
Because damn.
Thank you.
See what I did there? Bad boy. Bad boy with game right there. It's Portia Doubleday, everybody. Youth in Revolt in theaters now. Go check it out. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss FM.